What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mind Your Marketing. I'm your host, Jordan Shelton. Excited for today. We got a couple of things we're going to get into. One, how to think about competitors. Two, how many platforms your company should be on when it comes to social. And then three, how to fill the calendar when you have no ideas, which I've been there before. So let's hop in. The first thing I want to talk about, which is competitors on social. And we get this all the time when we go in and talk with prospective clients, current clients, et cetera. They're always like, well, our competitor, you know, B is doing this, competitor C is doing this. And we always have to temper the conversation a little bit because say you're an accounting software, right? And you come to us and you say, hey, accounting software down the road is doing this, this, and this. How do we beat them? How do we actually go above and beyond what they're doing? Which I think is an okay starting point, but it's a very, very siloed view on social media because, and really great brands understand this, right? The HubSpots, the Monzo Banks, Duolingo, et cetera. And they're a bit unhinged, but they get this one thing. You and your company are not just in competition with, you know, the other accounting software down the road. You are in competition with every other account on social media for space on the feed, attention on the feed, right? If we think about how we look at social and how we scroll and how you may have came across this video or this podcast, this piece of content is competing against other YouTubers, a Wendy's post, and maybe your uncle, you know, who just posted something from a family vacation. All of that, we have to cut through that noise to get attention, to stop the scroll, and then we keep it with value. So we stop with a hook, we keep it with value. That is something that the best brands understand. They understand how to take themselves too seriously, have fun, keep social entertaining. And through that, they're able to make sure they show up in your feed more often and you actually engage with them more often. And then when it comes time to make a purchase, you're going to think of them first. I always used to use this example when I first started in the agency. I would say, look, Coca-Cola doesn't put up billboards. So you know, go across seven lanes of traffic and get off at the nearest exit and buy a Coca-Cola. They put up billboards. So the next time you're thirsty and in a 7-Eleven, you pick a Coke over a Pepsi. And that thinking can go to every single brand, every single industry. So we just want to make sure we're there, we're relevant, we're entertaining, but realizing that our competitors are just such a small piece of the puzzle because we are competing against every other creator on these platforms. Now, speaking of that, the next thing I want to get into, which is a mistake I see a lot of brands doing. I put out a poll on my LinkedIn about a month ago about how many people are on your social team. I just wanted to see. We got 70 results and the majority of people said it was either, you know, zero or they use a freelancer or they had a one person social team. As a couple companies got bigger, they maybe had 3, 4, 5 people, but large majority of people were at, they use a freelancer or one. And I believe one was the clear cut winner. So, okay, if we come into with that mindset and with that information that most companies have one person who's kind of the, you know, responsible for everything with social, they're coordinating maybe between the copy teams, the graphic teams who have other projects, the web team, and they got to put this content all together. All right. One of the biggest mistakes I'm seeing companies make is over platforming. They're trying to be everywhere and at all times. I've said this before, bite off what you can chew, and I mean it. If you're there and you have one person, I think starting off with one or two platforms and really tasking that social media marketing manager to spend the time to create great content specific to those platforms, in the tone of those platforms, in a format that best fits those platforms, you're going to see more success than creating one piece of content and just trying to share it everywhere. Because if we think about how every single platform has different contexts, right? LinkedIn is the bank. It's business casual. You're in a collared shirt when you're on LinkedIn, where Instagram is much more of the music festival and Twitter is the crazy dive bar where everyone's fighting. So you have to think about those different situations and where you are and how you're going to interact and how your brand is going to interact in each of those. I think with that in mind, looking at one or two that you can really execute on is a great place to start. And once you've knocked those out of the park and you've shown you've gotten in a rhythm, then think about adding on another platform. But don't try to be everywhere and all things to all people. That's a recipe for disaster. All right. Building off this, I saw this ad, which was interesting. It was an ad, I believe, for Peacock. And it was saying, hey, Chasing Kelce, right? The Travis Kelce dating show. And for those who aren't familiar, Travis Kelce was just in the Super Bowl. He's dating Taylor Swift, but he did a dating show in like 2016, 2017. And I saw them promoting this Chasing Kelce dating show. And it really made me think about how if you have content that's timely or good, sometimes resharing old stuff is better than creating new stuff. And especially if it's topical. So I thought about that with regards to social and how all of us have to create content and we have to, you know, constantly be creating the newest trend, whatever it may be. But sometimes when we look at the calendar and we're like, how are we going to fill this month of content? You know, just like a bar with a jukebox, go play the hits sometimes. If you have some hits in the bag where you're like, this content did really well 3, 6, 9 months ago, post it again, change the lingo, maybe add a slightly different edit to the video and then post it. That is something that I'm telling brands to do, and it can go a long way. Reposting an oldie is better than rushing something new that isn't that great. So we don't want to have our feed completely all old stuff, but it's a great way to fill that calendar. Hey, play the hits once in a while. And those are the three things I wanted to talk about today on this episode. So look, if you guys like this episode, hit like, share, subscribe. If you're on YouTube, drop a comment. Also, if you watched the last episode, you probably recognize that I'm wearing the same shirt. Yeah, I recorded 2 episodes in one day. What's it to you? Follow along on all socials and hit me up with anything you want to see in the show. I look forward to connecting. All right, y'all. Take care.